You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
My guest on the line today is Jodie Sargeson, our fitness and wellbeing expert. What I'm noticing is there's so many kids who are looking a bit round these days. What do we do about that?
It's a massive concern. It's a big challenge. And parents, I get it. It is hard to avoid those sugary treats and that everyone else is having them, we hear. My two little boys especially want things that are in packaging, those bright, pretty packages. So not only are we adding extra packaging into our planet, but then we're looking at the things that are in those packaged treats. So I try my best to start the day well. Now, I'll share with you, it did not start like this, but this morning I watched my children cooking their breakfast. So they are nearly 7 and 8, and there they are cooking their breakfast, an egg, and they're having their spinach fried up and mushroom as well. And one of them particularly likes his in a wrap. Now, back in the day, I would have served that up and they would have said, ugh, yuck. Now, what it is persistence. We also have a little system where we lay out, I chop up vegetables, so carrots, cucumber, even capsicum, avocado, and I have this platter ready to go. Now, my children will pick and choose little bits and pieces off that platter. No, they don't always eat it. Sometimes they turn their nose up at it. But over time, they've grown into a space to know that that's what we do.
So, Jodie, that platter you're talking about, that's for breakfast, is it?
Right. So just to clarify, the platter comes out at breakfast time. The children might choose a carrot off that platter. That platter gets packaged up. I use some of it for my lunch, so nothing ever gets wasted. Then I'm having a good lunch as well off that salad platter. I'll add my meats into that as well. Then that goes back in the fridge, and we often bring that back out at dinner time. So nothing gets wasted. I get a good healthy meal. The children might just select one thing off there, but that is one more vegetable in their day.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good idea. And so what else do you do, Jodie?
Another tip would be for families, get your children to help you do these things. Now, we've been trying to introduce some healthier eating at schools as well. For example, we try to serve up quite a healthy granola with yogurt to students. Now, out of about the 15 little servings we made up, I think 2 of them got eaten. What I put that down to is introduction of something new. You can never rule it out on the first go. But second to that is the fact that the students had no idea what these things were. Getting them involved in making it, then they don't suddenly get through it and think, oh my goodness, what is that? So getting your children involved. My children actually helped me chop up the vegetables, and now we're starting to grow the vegetables. And that really opens their eyes to these things and actually makes them adopt them rather than feel like we've just said, do this or do that. Inviting them to be a part of the process will really help. So looking at those things that are in season, they're so much more nutritionally beneficial for us as well.
Yes, so that's a good idea, inviting them into the process. And do you find that your boys are consistently eating better? How long has it taken you for this change to happen?
Oh, look, since they were little children, I've got photos of them. You serve things up and the looks on their faces. But not only the looks on their face, the feelings that you carry about of failure and you've gone to all this trouble. Don't give up, but be smart about what you do so you're time efficient too and things are not getting wasted. Good health is expensive, so I always look at a backup plan. So what the children don't eat, I will eat. And then what I don't eat, our dogs actually get to have cooked up in their dinner as well. You know, being a little bit smart about how you do things is going to be cost-effective and health-beneficial.
Yep. And also what I notice too is that when kids grow up with their parents saying, oh, this is delicious, like parsnip, for example. I know families who love parsnip because their parents go, oh, this is such a beautiful thing. You've got to eat this. This is yummy. Whereas other families will go, oh, I can't stand parsnip. Did your parents eat it? No, they didn't like it either. So I think there's a whole modelling thing going on too.
Oh, you're right on the money there. And you can't expect your children to be the same. I have two boys that are completely opposite. Guaranteed, if I put something down in front of them, one of them will love it, and then you know the other one's really going to not like it. So, for example, here's another thing as well. My husband and I are very different, as are my two boys.
So I will actually have meat pre-prepared that is different. So one likes fish, one likes steak, complete opposite. And my husband and I are the same. Have them ready to go so you're not fussing about. And you can use them over two occasions as well. So one might be for a dinner, one might be for a lunch.
And that's like a great plan because you're covering all options then for all the different people in your family.
And utilising time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. All right, Jodie. Well, I think we've touched on quite an important topic with weight. Well, you can't even talk about weight loss with children usually, but I think we do have to watch out what our kids eat, that they're not having all those sweet and sticky and problematic high-processed foods because it's just a recipe for disaster, isn't it?
It is a big challenge, and like I touched on, the packaging thing is another one. But once again, getting the children to help prepare it, they're a lot more receptive to then eating that, helping them put together this little lunchbox. Then that way there's no arguments about why they didn't eat their lunch that day.
That's right. And I had a plan actually when my kids were at primary school that by the time they got to the end of grade six, they were completely self-sufficient with lunchboxes because it meant that when they hit high school, that was their job, that was getting their lunch. Sounds like you're doing that much earlier than me even.
Look, I think it's only in little bits and pieces. There's some parts that I do for them, absolutely. But I think that invitation, it makes them really value what they're eating as well.
Yeah.
Even getting them to help with the groceries can be a good thing too.
Good thinking. Well, so good to talk to you today, Jodie. And I think we've all gone away with some tips about what to do to help our kids eat more healthily. So that's so good.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, thanks, Jodie. See you later.
Thanks for listening to Treasuring Mothers. Be sure to visit treasuringmothers.com to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content.